We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Smash the dirty red scum! Tear the teeth, red hats!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Filthy bastard commies! I hate them, I hate them!
Okay, well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Oh,
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Morning After Show. And stick around because we have a couple of artists coming to the show to play live here. So stick around. I'll be covering also from 2 till 3 for giving the boot with also special musicians.
I know I do. wondering. Talk to me on the freeway. Do you recall the very first time you felt dead?
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. We started the show with a couple of cool bands. A couple of songs from a band called DeLorean, all the way from Spain. They have a new album called Apar. And the song was On Hold, and You Know It's Right. And then we listened to a local band that I really like, and I haven't heard from them in a while. Their name is Litterbug, and the album is Pablo, and this is from 2002. The first song was Oh You Are So Beautiful, and the second was Strawberry. And yes, ATR?
Hello, Mr. Q. Andrew?
No, he's not here right now. Can I put you on a brief hold?
I'm sorry?
Can I put you on hold?
Sure.
Yep. Okay, we got a caller there looking for Andrew. So we're here in the studio with Alisa Baker and her mom. But her mom is not going to play, but Alisa is going to do a couple of songs for us. She will be playing at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, not this Friday, but the next one, which I think is 17. I think, no? Yeah. So, yeah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So Alisa is one of our youngest Vancouver talents here in the city. She was recommended by Brian Africa and a couple of our good friends that play at Charkey Grill restaurant there on Kitsilano, where they have an awesome open mics every Friday and Saturday. They have also live music there. Actually, they have music every day at Charkey restaurant there on Kitsilano. So, yeah, she's here and she's going to play a couple of songs. So, what are we going to listen to?
Well, I'm going to play a few songs off of my upcoming EP, which I just finished recording and got the mixes, so I'm pretty excited about that. So, I'm going to play some songs off there, and the first one I'm going to play is called Goodbye.
Okay, cool.
Okay, good to go. Awesome. Memorize the fear. different time. Watching you get on with your life, and I'm just stuck here saying goodbye.
Cool. That's a really cool song.
Thank you.
So you write your songs or?
Yes, I do. I write all my own songs. I actually co-wrote the ones on my EP with the producer I was working with. His name's Winston Hochschild.
Okay.
So we kind of tweaked and worked on them a little bit together. But yeah, I do my writing and yeah, all my songs. Yeah, I write myself.
Cool. Yeah, Winston is a really cool producer. I know
he's
that he's
awesome.
Has a couple of artists that he's done, and yeah, you can see that he's a very talented guy. So yeah, pretty cool. How did you started writing music? Is that in your family? Your mother's a musician, your father? Or?
Not really, actually. Music sort of found me on my own. None of my family are writers or musicians really, but definitely music lovers. So my house was always filled with music. So I was always drawn to music. I started singing, playing instruments early, and then later I started to write songs. Actually, I'd written a few when I was little. They were really bad. And then I came back a bit later and tried it again, and I was probably about 12, and since then it's just consistently been writing.
Okay. So you've been doing shows?
Yes, I have. I've been doing some shows around Vancouver and a little bit on Vancouver Island as well.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, well, let's listen to another song, and then we'll be back here with Alisa Baker. You're listening to The Morning After Show. My name's still Osvaldo Perez.
Thank you. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to feel this shame. You don't have to love someone. You don't have to love yourself. You just have to be a man. You don't have to keep running away. You don't have to keep running away.
Lots of noises. decide who wins the war. Now you're playing with matches, even though you've been warned. There's something evil could happen. You don't care 'cause you're bored. In your hideaway, almost new, almost blue. In your summer, it's only you and your friends. Each of you trying to go under, but hoping it never ends. Finally make it to winter, and all rejoice in the snow. Crawling over each other, there's nowhere else you can go.
CITR presents DJing 101.9. We offer people a way to learn about the fun of mixing, sharing music, and throwing events. Our workshops and studio access is free for students and members. No experience or turntables are necessary. Workshops from 4 to 8 p.m. are on Tuesdays in 212A in the Student Union Building at UBC. For more information, visit us at citr.ca or follow at CITRDJ on Twitter.
LiveBand.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveBand.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. We're listening to a couple of songs from Creef, from his album 100,000 Pieces. We heard their Forever Good Night and Tell Yourself, and then we listened to Joseph Arthur from his album Graduation Ceremony. Listen to Almost Blue, pretty cool songs there. And we're here with Alisa Baker, that she's gonna go on a little tour with your EP. When is the EP coming out?
My EP is going to be out in late February, early March, so early springtime, and we'll have a more solidified date when we get closer, but it'll be around then.
Okay, and you're heading to Nashville?
Yes, I'm so excited. We're going to be going for spring break, and so that's going to be really exciting. I'm going to have my EP out by then and maybe hopefully promote it and get it out there, do some open mics, see the music scene, explore.
Mm-hmm.
Super excited.
Okay, cool. Well, let's listen to another song, no?
Yeah.
What do you want to play?
I'm going to play another one that's coming on the EP. And this one is sort of funny because it's my own version of a love song, because I wrote it pretty early on in a relationship and I am sort of awkward and didn't want to say too much, so I named it I Like You or Something.
Okay.
Or Something, you know. So this one's I Like You or Something. Have you ever been stuck in a moment, looked inside and knew it was important? Through years of childish games, you'd look my way and I'd look right through you. But I knew the moment I felt that, don't remember much more when I look back. What do you feel inside? 10 more years to comply. When I stop being shy and I like you or something. I saw you the other day, I was nervous, I looked away. I knew that I was being stupid, not my fault, I'm hit by Cupid. And I finally found my voice, and step by step I made my way to you. Gaps closed through ringing notes and late nights when we just wouldn't leave. You state your name and say hi. It took no time to comply. We got lost that night, and I like you or something.
Cool. So that's the love song?
The love song. Just a little bit of awkwardness, just to suit my personality.
Cool. So how many songs are in the CD?
There's going to be 4. And they're fully produced, so I have a band behind me. And that was pretty exciting, hearing my songs with the band. And
cool.
More songs. And yeah.
Which people are in the band?
Oh, well, it's just kind of like me and the producer did a few of the instruments, and then mm-hmm. we brought in some people to do strings. So actually, Hannah Epperson, she was in the Peak Performance Project. She played violin on one of my songs.
Cool.
Michelle Fairman played cello. And nice. I brought in Devin Wells to play banjo. And then Winston and I played most of the other instruments, especially Winston. He's awesome,
cool.
Multi-talented.
Yeah, so you have great musicians there in your EP.
Yeah.
What's the name of the EP?
The EP is going to be self-titled, so it'll be called Alisa Baker.
Alisa Baker and the Alisa Bakers.
You betcha.
Awesome. Let's do another song, no?
Yeah, sure.
You warm up and everything.
Cool. I think for this one, I'm going to play kind of a more recently written one. Yeah. And it's called Oh Love. And actually, I have to thank somebody at one of my gigs for the name, because I went in after I'd just written it. I had no idea for a title. So thank you, that person, for helping me name it.
Okay.
So this one's Oh Love.
Cool. So yeah, Lisa's playing on the 17th at the British Exhibitionist Association with AJ Ottaway, Jake Broder, and Gary Allen. Going to be an awesome show, that one. And so let's play a song here. Okay, let's dedicate these ones to my girlfriend Lisa. And we'll be right back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Hold on so tight. What do you feel?
So we're back here. We were listening to an Australian band, San Cisco. So we listened to a couple of songs there, Aquarth and Beach, from their EP Aquarth. Pretty cool band there. We're going to announce also, I'm going to say hi to John Prentice, host from Sound Therapy Radio, that is listening there. And they have a show this Friday at Tree's Coffee House on Granville Street, 450 Granville Street. They're just going to have three Vancouver singer-songwriters, Johnny Maldin, Jet Tangerine, and Emily Molloy, are playing at the Coffee Trees House. Music is from 8 till 10 only, so you have to be there early. And if you're around town, you can also go to the British Excerpsmen Association this Friday. Belladonna's playing with Matt Meehan and special guests, so that's going to be really cool. And this Saturday, Shannon Russell is playing at the Charkey Grill. That's a free show, all ages free show. So it's going to be really cool. You played Charkey before, no?
Yeah, I have a few times. Super nice there, love it.
Yeah, good experience. Yeah,
super good experience.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So yeah, go to Charkey's and you can catch Alisa there too. So you want to do another song?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do another song. I was thinking of doing the one that's actually going to be the single off my EP.
Okay.
And that will be on iTunes on January 15th, so watch out for that. I'm pretty excited to release it and share it with everyone. It's called Time Bomb.
Time Bomb.
Yeah, Time Bomb. And I was inspired by a book.
Which book?
It's called The Fault in Our Stars. It's by John Green. Actually, a movie. The movie's coming out soon, for those who've read it. You might want to go see that. And if you like the song, you might like the book too, so go see the movie.
Okay.
this one's Time Bomb. If the timing's right, but it seems impossible to get the stars to align. But we wish for the same things on them every night. So you're gonna take me away and find out what the future could be. So you will ask a question and I'll give you an answer. We'll try to understand, we'll try to understand. And I'll dismiss the reason why we can't be more than friends. But try to understand, I'm a time bomb ticking down to the end. Thank you. see how it feels to be here before I go. But there's so much you've got to let me know. Oh, say it quick and tell me how it's spreading out through you now. It was always supposed to be me, so I'll stay by your bedside as your bright blue eyes are fading to white. You will ask a question and I'll give you an answer. I've learned to understand, but I'll never understand. The days were numbered 1, 2, 3, but more than friends was infinity. I'll have to understand your time bomb ticking down to the end.
Cool. So that's the time bomb.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So yeah, don't miss Lisa playing on the 17th at the British Ex-Servicemen Association and all the other open mics where she plays.
Thank you.
And yeah, so the EP is coming out the end of February, beginning of March.
Yep.
And then you're going to do some Nashville and...
Yeah.
And something else there? Any other plans that you have?
Any other plans? Well, just kind of keep promoting it. We're going to have an EP launch party when the EP's ready to come out. There'll be a video sometime, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming out. And then for Nashville, just hoping to, I don't know, get the ball rolling a little bit. And then we'll see what happens after that.
Cool. Yeah. Maybe Charkey, you can do the party there.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe Charkey Grill. It's an all-ages venue. So.
Yeah, we're thinking about that. We have a couple ideas, but that's definitely one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. They have a TV, so you can put your video there, too.
Oh, cool. That would be awesome.
Cool. Okay, so let's listen to some... let's listen to Shubando Bal first. And we'll be right back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. This is the City Song.
To the city, yeah.
So that's Dubal Star, Siobhan Dubal, from the album The City, The City Song. She's in Commercial Drive, so local talent here on the show. Luke Wallace just dropped here. Hey, Luke.
How's it going, Ozzy?
So we're going to have some more live song. Thank you, Alisa, for coming and sharing your music.
Thank you for having me.
Looking forward for the EP and for the show on the 17th.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mom of Alisa, for bringing Alisa here.
I can't drive by myself, so yeah. I do need a chauffeur and a helper and a good manager.
Manager, thank you, girls. So, see you soon. Now we have Luke Wallace here on the studio, but before that, let's put some Furious here. Those Furious are playing January 29 with the Toasters, legendary band from New York. The Toasters are coming to Vancouver with the Bone Daddies. That's at the Fan Club, January 29.
Lots of money, the land of milk and honey.
So those are the Toasters coming to Vancouver on January 29. That song was called Don't Let the Bastards Grind You Down. Before that, Los Furious with How the Mighty Have Fallen from the EP Never Look Back. They're playing with the Bone Daddies on January 29 at the Fan Club. That's going to be an awesome and amazing show. So, yeah, we're here with Luke Wallace. He's playing, when is your show? 26?
26, we'll play Cobalt.
26 at the Cobalt, that's a Sunday.
Yeah.
What time are you playing?
Tonight's going to start about 8:30, I don't know, we'll see how the setlist goes.
Okay.
But yeah, come early.
Who else is on the bill?
We'll be playing with a band called, the name's leaving me right now. Oh, Howlin' Daz and the Radicals and the Free Radicals. They're a cool band, they're a blues rock band that I'm playing just before, Howlin' Daz and the Free Radicals.
Cool.
And actually, the bass player that I play with is in both bands, so we're kind of all going to play in it together.
Okay. Yeah. Are you playing then with a band that day?
It'll be myself and a bass player, and we'll have some percussion going as well, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so you brought your banjo.
Yeah,
so
it's brand new. I just bought it maybe a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So cool.
Set it up, see how it sounds.
Yeah, yeah, let's do a couple of songs, no?
Cool, let's do it.
What do you want to do?
We'll play this first one's called DM.
DM?
DM, D-I-E-M, as in day, but you know.
Okay.
Cool. All good?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's rock it.
Life is a short one, that's for sure. Life is a short one, that's for sure. I'm
Cool. So that's the DM song.
DM. Man, yeah, it's cool. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So Luke's playing at the Cobalt, and 26. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Awesome. So you want to do another one?
Play another one. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's go. Give me a sec. I'll be.
Brand new banjo.
You like it? It's got a clear head as well. You see right through it, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. This song's written, our government, political government, or sorry,
political song?
Provincial government right now is making a bunch of decisions about the pipeline passing through without listening to the people and without listening to what British Columbians have to say about it. And so all I'm asking either way is just that our provincial government listen to what we have to say. And that's what the song's about. And it's actually dedicated to our premier, Christy Clark.
Okay, Christy Clark. Christy Clark. yeah, there was our Tsar minister was he's in Vancouver, I think. Mm-hmm. He was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Speaking, a couple of people gave him a not very warm welcome. Yeah. There were some protesters there, actually, protesting.
Do you know where was he speaking?
Some kind of board, the trade board, okay, with okay. the with the business people. So.
Yeah, some kind of political something. Or
yeah. So. Right on. Yeah, I don't like him.
No, this one, maybe this one goes.
So
up
to yeah, let's hours. Yeah.
Let's go. Sun does blow, jump off the earth into the unknown, but I need the earth, the grass, the leaves, the rocks, the trees, and everything in between. I need the you, the he, the she, come in as one, create the we, and I need to see that you believe in all that grows and lives and dies and breathes. The end is near and the sun does blow, jump off the earth into the unknown, but I need the earth, the grass, the leaves, the rocks, the trees, and everything in between. I need the you, the he, the she, come in as one, create the we. Cool. So that's for Christy Clark, yes. Our premier of British Columbia. You think she's listening right now? Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe she's a radio personality too. Yeah.
She probably listened to a little bit more indie radio as well. She might learn a couple things.
Yeah. So let's dedicate another for her. This one is a cover by my friend Trevor Thompson, "The Rain on the Sidewalk." It's called "She Lost Control Again." It's a cover of Joy Division.
Thank you. roll. And she's clinging to the nearest passerby. She's lost control. And she gave away the secrets of her past and said I've lost control again. And of a voice that told her when and where to act, she said I've lost control again. Said I've lost control again. And seized upon the floor, I thought she died. She said I've lost control. She's lost control again. She's lost control. She's lost control again. She's lost control.
So that's The Rain on the Sidewalk with a Joy Division cover. She lost control. Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. Cool EP, actually. Yeah. It's called the Obligatory Covers EP. Okay, so we have Luke Wallace here with his banjo, his translucent banjo there. He's gonna do another song. Oh, we have a caller there. Let's see. Yes, CITR?
Hey, thanks for all your work there. I love CITR. And I just want to share with you my opinion of this Joy Division remake.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a rhetorical question. Why bother doing a remake if you're just gonna make it sound as much as possible exactly like the original?
I don't know. It's something we have to ask Trevor. It's an EP called The Obligatory Cover. So it's something that he does when he plays live. So we'll do another one later on, around 2:30 or something. We'll put another of his covers. See what you think about it.
Yeah. I'm interested. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
So that's one of our colors. So let's do another song, no? What do you want to play?
This would be a new one. I don't have a name for it yet. I was playing it last night with six friends in my living room. We had a nice little fire and some tea and some wine, and then I started playing this song, and it turned out really well. So
okay, so world premiere here on the radio, the Morning After Show. World premiere here with Luke Wallace.
Let's do it. Thank you.
sweet love of mine. Your day will come, your day will come. Sweet love of mine. Your day will come, your day will come. It's all in you, it's all in you, it's all in you, in you. Sweet love of mine. Your day will come. It's all in you, in you, in you. It's all in you. It's all in you. It's all in you.
Song, yeah, it's a cool song, eh?
Thank you very much.
It's a new one.
Yeah, we'll do something with it eventually. Record it soon.
Yeah, maybe. Awesome. You have plans to record with the whole band, or?
Yeah, like we here and there. It's always the summers are always my time. You know, when you're in school full time, so I write always through the year, and then hopefully when the summer comes, we record another album.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, you have an album already, no?
I do. It's called From the Ground Up. You can search my name. I'm Luke Wallace.
Luke Wallace, L-U-K-E, Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E. Yeah, that's correct. Okay, so let's play Beastie. This song is called Pineapple, or Bestie, actually Bestie. And I don't know if the other guys are going to come to the show. If not, we'll put some more cool music for you. We'll have some special guests coming probably at 2 o'clock. Also some more live music. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. Thank you, Luke.
Thanks for very much for having me. See you again soon.
Oh, the song is not going through. Come on, song, play. Oh, there it goes.